the 15th day of the month. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Psalm 139, verses 23 through 24. I am the one who searches minds and hearts. Revelation 2, verse 23. At the midpoint of each month, we have finished our consideration of the fruits of the Spirit. Before proceeding to a consideration of the Beatitudes, we pause for a time of reflection and self-examination. Ask yourself these questions. When an honest answer is not to your liking, ask God for the strength and wisdom to improve. What have I done in the past 2 weeks to help others? To console the distraught, to assist the weak, to guide the confused, and so on. What have I done to alleviate the larger causes of human suffering, to seek justice, to advance the humane treatment of all, to overcome the oppression and exploitation of the weak, to speak up in the defense of those who are misrepresented or mistreated? Have I participated in the weekly worship of the congregation? Have I received the supper of the Lord? If so, has it been for me since then a sign of the presence and power of the risen Lord in our midst? How faithful have I been in daily devotions, and what benefit have I received from these that has strengthened me for service to others? In these devotions, have I remembered those for whom prayers were asked in congregational worship? Does fasting or abstinence in an appropriate form commend itself to me today? Opening prayer. Maker and ruler of all, govern my life by your wisdom and counsel. Forgive me in those areas where I have failed you, and strengthen me further wherein I have served you well. Save me from complacency and smugness over my spiritual successes as much as from despair and guilt over my spiritual failures. Grant in increasing measure the gift of your Holy Spirit to me, that I may grow in grace and thus more fully praise you day by day, through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Psalm 27, verses 11 through 14. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Do not give me up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and they are breathing out violence. I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. From the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 23, verses 1 through 8. Woe to the shepherds who are destroying and scattering the sheep of my pasture. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of Israel concerning the shepherds who are tending my people. You have scattered my flock and driven them away, and have not attended to them. Behold, I am about to attend to you for the evil of your deeds. Then I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries where I have driven them, and bring them back to their pasture, and they will be fruitful and multiply. I will also raise up shepherds over them, and they will tend them, and they will not be afraid any longer, nor be terrified, nor will any be missing. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he will reign as king and act wisely, and do justice and righteousness in the land. In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely, and this is his name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, when they will no longer say, as the Lord lives, who brought up the sons of Israel from the land of Egypt, but as the Lord lives, who brought up and led back the descendants of the household of Israel from the north land and from all the countries where I had driven them. Then they will live on their own soil. From the letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 28 through 39. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, and to those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren. And these whom he predestined, he also called. And these whom he called, he also justified. And these whom he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us to all things? Who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. Who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is he who died. Yes, rather, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Just as it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created being will be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. From the Gospel according to John, chapter 6, verses 52 through 59. Then the Jews began to argue with one another, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourselves. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, he also will live because of me. This is the bread which came down out of heaven, not as the fathers ate and died. He who eats this bread will live forever." These things he said in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. These are the readings of the words of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Friday's Prayer. On this day, Lord Jesus, the flesh which you took upon yourself for us and for our salvation was hanged by us upon the cross. There you suffered all things and died that we might have life and have it in the abundance of your astounding grace. Blessed are you, Lord Jesus, with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, throughout time and all eternity. Amen. A prayer from the prayer book for those afflicted by addiction, titled Loss. God, your ways are not our ways, and so I struggle with the losses in my life. I cry out to you to help me in my time of pain and loss. I pray to you daily to be at peace, but I struggle to find this myself. I struggle for the energy to continue with life. Help me. Amen. A prayer of Saint Francis of Assisi. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in dying that we are born to eternal life.